The Breeze, Waikato, with Stu and Camille, Tina Turner, and simply the best. It's 6 minutes to nine. Earlier this week, we caught up with a guy called John Weeks. Now, he is a burn survivor. He, just to give you a background of it, we played it just before 8:30, but he was involved in a traffic accident. He had a jerry can in the back of his car. It exploded with an ignition. He was on fire. He remembers getting in the ambulance and wake up a month later in a coma and being welcomed to the burns unit. And he was in there for about 6 months or so.
Phenomenal story. He's so positive. Just spending time with him lifted Stu and I. Mm. And we pick up the conversation with him talking about how he now spends a lot of his time helping others.
Yeah, and does it help him?
I mean, the first thing, talking all the time is very cathartic. Mm. So I find that it initially, the first and the most difficult group of people I've ever had to speak to was a group of burn survivors.
Oh, okay.
And I think it was just so close. Mm. It was a very emotional. Mm. Yeah, it would be, yeah. Very emotional. But the more you keep talking, the better it is. And it's what I'd really try and do with especially blokes, because blokes are useless at talking.
We're a bit crap, aren't we?
Well, yeah. We think we're strong.
Yeah,
you know, we really think we're strong enough. And women are always talking about everything. Their whole lives they're talking, and then they get pregnant, and they talk about childbirth, and they talk about lots of different things.
And you say it's oversharing, Joe. Huh?
Yeah, But we don't do anything, and we sort of think, yes, I'll be at it. But you're just not strong enough to go through these big events by yourself. And you know, it's like I said, you're not the first one to do it. You're not the first one to be burnt. You're not the first one to have a car accident or, you know, financially ruined or whatever. And there's always, if you haven't got your own support network, there's always someone you can go to and talk to. Yeah. And people who have undergone the same trauma often are very sharing.
I love your approach, and I love the way that for people listening this morning too, there'll be someone who's struggling to get up out of bed. There'll be someone in the depths of a very dark place. And it's just a matter of, like you said, getting up, putting your pants on.
It's not like when you start talking to people, it doesn't remove what you've got over the top of you, but it just releases a little bit of pressure. And that's really important.
Do you want people to go and read your book and find that same inspiration? What is it that you want people?
It's sort of dual fold. Much of the book is dual. So Living Without Fingerprints, A Point in Time is the name of the book. So Living Without Fingerprints is, I don't have fingerprints. They were burnt. I don't have fingers in a couple of cases. Yeah. So there's nothing there. But it's also about that loss of identity when you have a trauma. And obviously your fingerprints are your big identity.
Yeah. Well, it's something that we probably all take for granted. Yeah. I mean,
you have no idea how abrasive fingerprints are in terms of gripping. So it's like having an oil film on my hands.
Mm. Opening plastic bags at the supermarket.
Yes,
must
all
be
that
a giant
sort of stuff.
Pain in the butt.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, yeah. Or lots of little things.
Yeah.
And then a point in time is a dual reference again, because I do a lot of photography in the book.
Mm.
And it's something that I've, again, find something that you can embrace and work with, and whether that's, you know, woodwork or doing something or building a car.
Photos
or
of birds.
A car, taking photos of birds and things like that. But the point in time is also when the trauma happens. So whether you have a car accident at a point in time, or you get that 3 a.m. phone call sort of thing. So the book is about people to sort of just look for themselves, but also for others, because there's a lot of people who have to support others who have gone through trauma, and often the families get quite neglected.
Yeah, it's the community around them, isn't it?
Okay, bang, you get flattened, and you get up, and you're in hospital. So then when you go home, people think, oh, you're back to normal, but you're not.
Mm.
There's no normal anymore. Well, there never is a normal. Everyone's got their own sort of normal. But you get home, and that's where the isolation really happens, and then you've got you know, your family, if you're lucky enough to have family and friends and things for your support network. And they're the ones that cop a lot of it. See, I had no idea about burns. And all of a sudden, it's overwhelming the amount of information you've got to process. And it's exactly the same for your loved ones as well. Yeah. They've got to process the same amount and support you, and then be there when you're sort of You know, not in the good times.
Mm. That's John Weeks. He is a burn survivor. He came into studio the other day. His new book is called Living Without Fingerprints, A Point in Time. It's quite extraordinary.
He is an incredible man. He lifted Stu and I up when he came in to visit, and hopefully he's done a little bit of that to you. And yeah, you can get that book in store. Or if you want more information, go to burns.org because they do incredible work. They're Burns Support Charitable Trust, yeah. And you can support them too.
After nine, news and also, Sound Series 2024, three massive festivals featuring 80s legends, The Human League, Go West, Nick Kershaw, The Mockers, The Choir Boys, all those songs being played after 9 o'clock this morning.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah, huge on the breeze.